There is other news this evening. Citing sources, the Associated Press is reporting that the sealed indictment against former President Donald Trump includes at least one felony offense. The specific charges haven't been made public yet, but are expected to be by the time Trump is arraigned on Tuesday. He's the first former president to face criminal charges. Federal judge temporarily blocked a Tennessee law placing strict limits on drag shows just hours before it was set to go into effect. The first of its kind law bans adult cabaret entertainment on public property or in locations where it could be viewed by a minor. The judge sided with a Memphis LGBTQ theater group's argument that the statute's overly broad language violates the First Amendment. Senator John Fetterman is back home in Pennsylvania after being discharged from Walter Reed Hospital, where he was being treated for depression. In a statement, his office said his depression is in remission and that he was treated with medication. Fetterman admitted himself for treatment 6 weeks ago while still recovering from symptoms of a stroke he suffered shortly before his election last fall. He says he'll return to the Senate in mid-April when Congress comes back from recess. And Pope Francis has left the hospital today after being treated for bronchitis, but not before eating some pizza, baptizing a baby in the children's ward, and signing a boy's cast. Asked by journalists how he's feeling, he said, "I'm still alive." Pope Francis is to take part in tomorrow's Palm Sunday service, marking the beginning of Holy Week for Christians. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, what the over-the-counter approval of an overdose reversal drug means for the fight against opioids, and why a shortage of lawyers in Wisconsin is raising questions about the legal system.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.